We've had the House Democratic leader on a couple of times this week. I feel like I'm living in a fantasy world because after witnessing the budget process for the last 8 years, what has gone on has been somewhat amazing, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. You can't deny that it's gone very fast. My last 4 years, we took quite a bit of time, but I would say that one of the advantages, obviously, Republicans have had is to be have all three legs of the stool to put a deal together, and it makes it a lot easier under those circumstances.
Did you anticipate months ago when the governor said we're going to get this done by this date that it would happen?
I figured that there may be some issues with getting it done because there are a fair amount of people in the Republican House that are fairly conservative, and I didn't expect that they would vote for some of the things that they have voted for. So I was pessimistic that they would get it done by this time. So I give them high marks for getting it done early.
Okay, what's at the core? What's the main reason or reasons that there was able to this time frame was able to be met?
Well, I think that they were very very focused on what the governor wanted and wanted to support the governor's original plan, and saw that he had come in with a pretty big and substantial win in his election, and expected that his plan was would be something that would be good for the state to go forward. I mean, obviously, we don't agree with that at all, and I think that'll be the rub for the next year and a half or so as we watch whether or not this plays out properly.
As you know, here's what we've been hearing throughout this budget process. All those Republicans, they're putting the seniors and the poor people out in the streets, and the middle class is going to have to take on the bulk of the budget cuts, and education and our kids are suffering, and big business is lining their pockets.
Well, you've been listening, haven't you? We definitely have been in playing that and telling people that that's it. And it really is when you look at the budget and the cuts to education and the cuts to some of the services and the increase in taxes to seniors as well as the elimination of earned income tax credit. So there's a lot of bad in this budget, and just because it was done fast doesn't mean it was done right.
Does anybody know how much of the money that is allocated for each student actually goes to teaching that student and to helping that student learn, as opposed to the monies that may go to paying the teachers and insurance and all that?
I'm sure there's been studies. I couldn't tell you what they are, but I think in any organization, generally salaries and benefits are is the highest cost for any organization, whether it's a private sector company or whether it's a school. And I would expect that these cuts will have effects on both teachers and programs, and meaning the teachers are directly teaching these kids every day, and so you'll see a reduction in those jobs, I am absolutely sure, all around the state.
What do you like about this budget?
I give them high marks for thinking outside the box. I think what has bothered me is they didn't give the former governor high marks for thinking outside the box on some of the things that she had done. So I will say that I am happy that it's done, even though I don't like what it is, because I believe that it'll be pretty bad. So outside of that, I think there's very little that I can be comfortable with. My hope is over the rest of the year we'll find some things that we can compromise on.
But Representative Hamel, what the previous governor and Governor Granholm was not able to do was to bring enough of the forces together to get things done and to get things done in a timely manner. And I wanted to get your take on that.
Well, it's like I had mentioned earlier in the show. The governor before had a Senate that was a Republican Senate, and with a very strong-willed leader who said, "We will not be raising taxes or fees." Whether we change programs or not, and we did. There were a lot of reforms that took place, but they were never able to or willing to give a fee increase. And this House and Senate, Republican-led, gave lots of fee and tax increases. And so just shows you that some folks say they want to work together, but in the last term, they never even made an effort to do so.
Your tone sounds to me like, well, Tony, I'm glad we got it done. But, man, oh, man, I wish we could have done it another way.
That's exactly what it is. 2020. We'll see. I mean, it'll be a tough year, I think. So.
All right, what's next?
Well, we've met with the governor, and I think there are some reforms and some issues that we can both agree on, and I hope that through the summer and at the end of the summer, we'll be messaging around the state, but in the fall, we'll start talking about things that might make sense for both of us.
All right. Specifically, which reforms interest you the greatest?
I like local government reforms. I like court reform, some reforms that he's talked about when it comes to workforce development, all things that I can certainly be interested in looking at to try to save the state money without injuring people the way we've done in this budget. So I think there are a lot of things we can do together as long as they're willing to bring us to the table and talk about it.
Does Detroit need another bridge to Windsor?
Yes, I think that I call it the DRIC. We've been supportive of that from the beginning. I believe it's a good project for everybody. When you have everybody, as many people supportive of it as they are from both the business, private, public sector, it shows that people have done a lot of work, and I think it's much needed for us.
Should it be privately owned and run as well as built, or should government be involved?
I think that the way that we have it set up right now with the public-private partnership, I think it's a great opportunity for both to have a stake in the game and a way to make it work better, and that way there is some control from the government on a bridge that's so important, especially for national security of not only the country but for the state.
And finally, before I let you go, I want to ask you about our prison system. In Indiana, they're able to house prisoners for almost $10,000 per year less. Do you think that will be addressed in the future here in the state of Michigan?
There are some things that they have put in the budget that will look at some of that, I think. But I think what happens is they never compare apples to apples when it comes to per-prisoner costs. And when you look at that, you find that Michigan is very, very competitive when it comes to the folks that provide that service here in the state. And that's what I would encourage yourself and anybody else to make sure you know, that all the costs are included in both Indiana and the state of Michigan when you compare those costs, because sometimes they're not. And you don't get a true comparison.
All right. We've been talking with House Democratic Leader Richard Hamel. I'm sure he's going to enjoy this 3-day weekend. We appreciate your time. Look forward to chatting with you again.
Anytime, Tony. Thank you.